Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, friends, and welcome to the 50th episode of Dyslexia Devoted. So, how many episodes have you listened to? Today, we are celebrating 50 straight weeks of brand new episodes. And today, we're going to recap some of the top episodes from the podcast, and I'm going to share some special surprises that are only available for this week. This is one of those weeks that you're really going to want to take a peek at the show notes so that you can easily access all the things that I'm sharing with you today. So to get to the show notes, it's just parnelloeducation.com/episode50, as in 50. So anytime you listen to my episodes, it's always the same show notes link to get there. You just change out the number for whatever episode you're listening to access any of the resources I mention in the episode. I also have one little favor to ask. I want you to join me in this celebration by taking a screenshot of your favorite episode and tagging me at Parnello Education on either Facebook or Instagram so we can keep spreading the word about dyslexia. All right, time for the first special offer of the week, which is 50% off any of my online courses, including my brand new Educator's Guide to Dyslexia and my parent course, Discovering Dyslexia, which gives you everything you need to know to navigate the first year after a dyslexia diagnosis. The special 50% off promo code is episode50, just like the show notes page, and that promo code is good until Sunday, May 21st. And if you need to learn more about my courses and you're unfamiliar with them, just go to parnelloeducation.com/courses and you'll find the link to that and the promo code in the show description so that you could check out whatever course would better suit your needs. And the next surprise for you is that I will be hosting a live Q&A session with me this Friday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific on May 19th, 2023. I really hope that you'll join me for this event so I can answer your questions, and I'll post the registration link in the show notes page and where you're listening to this episode. If you can't attend live, register and send me your questions and I'll add them to the Q&A so that you get the answer when you watch the recorded session. Okay, so now let's recap some of your most listened to episodes. The first one we're going to go over is episode 5, What is Multisensory Instruction? In most Orton-Gillingham-based programs that teach kids with dyslexia, there's a component that is called multisensory instruction. It's all about that hands-on learning to help kids really understand those tricky things that are hard for them to remember. In episode 5, I gave you examples of what that means and what it might look like. All right, now our next in our little countdown, number 2, is episode 34, What are the Signs of Dyslexia? And they are wide and varying depending on how old a child is. It may look very different if the child is 5 years old versus if they're 13 or 14 years old. So in episode 34, I give you a breakdown of how it can look in different age ranges. All right, number 3. The next one is episode 40, the IEP process. This is by far one of the most complicated parts of special education. That IEP process is a beast. There's a lot to remember and a lot of acronyms and a lot of things that don't seem like they make sense until you see the bigger picture. And for perspective, I've attended hundreds of IEP meetings. Literally hundreds, because I've helped kids in all different grade levels, and as a division director, I helped with all the different kids in different grade levels, and so I got very familiar with how different school districts run different IEP meetings, because while there is a legal process to it all, it does look slightly different by different school districts and how they tend to run things. And so it is really helpful for you to understand the IEP process. So episode 40 breaks it all down for you. Plus, one other thing that I give you in that episode is a cheat sheet for some of the most common IEP terms, since it can be quite confusing and overwhelming if you're not familiar with all those words that are getting thrown around. All right, number 4 in our countdown. It is episode 28, What I Wish I Knew Sooner About Dyslexia. And boy, there's a lot that I wish I knew sooner. There is so much to teaching kids with dyslexia and so many nuances and things that are related to dyslexia that I had no idea. And some of you guys didn't know either until it really meant something to you. I taught for almost 10 years before I really started to understand it. I posed a question in a local dyslexia group and I got some fantastic answers. In episode 28, you'll hear what people wish that they knew sooner about dyslexia. Last but not least, number 5 in our countdown, is episode number 6, How Long Does Remediation Take? One of the most common questions I get is, how long will it take to help my child? Unfortunately, it's not an easy answer. And anyone who says a set number of hours or months should not be trusted. That means they're going by a script, not going by what your child needs or what your student needs. Each child takes a different amount of time. I've had kids breeze through the first half of my program and then suddenly slow way down when we got to the more complicated skills. Even when I was going through my training, I had one student who breezed through steps 1 through 6 of our program. And the second we hit step 7, he crawled at a snail's pace. As soon as you showed him there were choices and there's different answers that could be the right answer, it all practically came to a screeching halt. And we made it through, but it started taking twice as long when things got complicated. Some kids are really good with rules, but what happens when the rules get a little iffy? Those ones are when kids really struggle. So sometimes we need to think about what are some different factors that it might take for a student to make progress. So check out episode 6, and I will break down all the different factors that can impact progress. Okay, let's recap this 50th episode celebration. So we have a 50% discount on all of my courses using promo code episode 50 until Sunday, May 21st, 2023. You can also register for my live Q&A session this Friday, May 19th, 2023 at 10 a.m. Pacific. If you can't attend live, register anyway and email me your questions so I can answer it and then you can watch it on the recording. And then we recapped some of the top 5 episodes on the podcast in case you missed them and wanted to go back and listen to some oldies but goodies. So the episodes we talked about today were episode 5 on multisensory instruction, episode 34 about the signs of dyslexia, episode 40 about the IEP process, episode 28, the things I wish I knew sooner about dyslexia, and last but definitely not least, how long does remediation really take? So I'm so happy that you are joining me for this 50th episode. We have a lot of new listeners in these last couple of weeks, and I'm so happy to have you. I am so appreciative that you guys have tuned in every week. And I have to admit, when I started this podcast almost a year ago, I didn't think anybody was going to listen. If I had 5 people listen, I was thrilled. And now we have hundreds of downloads every week, and I'm so excited to have all of you here. And remember, I make this podcast for you. If there's ever anything you want to learn about, anything you want to hear, send it my way. You can find me at parnelloeducation.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm here every week. So thank you so much for joining me for 50 straight episodes. We've got a few more to come. And then we will have our 1-year reflection episode on episode 52 coming soon. So I'm still picking episode number 51. So if you have a favorite topic you would love to hear about next week, let me know. I'm here for it. Thank you so much. All right, friends, that's it. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you want to learn even more about dyslexia, check out parnelloeducation.com/courses. See you next time.